Chapter 6, A God for Fragile Emotions. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail me because all of my foes. Away from me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. Psalm 6, 1-9.
One thing I love about the Bible is its brutal honesty. It never shrinks from telling the truth, even if the truth is unlovely or even downright ugly. And because of that uncompromising honesty, it has the power to set us on a healing track. As Jesus himself said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. One of the honest things the Bible tells us is that we are just as fragile emotionally as we are physically. Some of us don't like to hear that. It's probably easier for most people to accept physical frailty than it is to admit emotional fragility. I know it was for me. My strength was never in the physical arena, but in my tough emotional constitution. I considered myself a strong person. I was great at helping everyone else while I suffered with my own pain privately. I thought I was doing this very well. In reality, all I was doing was stuffing my pain. I wasn't releasing it to God or to anyone else, and it ate me up from the inside out. I wish that long ago I had read something like the following from Larry Burkett. My encouragement to any cancer patient is, do not deceive yourself. Walk in the truth. A positive attitude is always helpful and encouraging, but not when cloaked in denial. Facing mental pain and suffering requires great courage, but in the end, truthfulness and trust in God are the most healthy methods of coping. In the midst of great physical suffering, it is important not to ignore the emotional side of suffering. The advice, "just suck it up," does not work. Our mental state enormously affects our physical state. Fears, grief, and anger all need to be expressed in order to bring physical healing. When bottled up inside, these emotions will destroy us. God knows what we're feeling anyway, so why try to hide it? It was so helpful to me during my long bout with depression to read the Psalms. King David, especially, poured out his heart to God. He was absolutely unafraid of bringing all his emotions into the open. Name an emotion, and you can probably find it in one of David's Psalms. Fear? When I am afraid, I will trust in you, Psalm 56:3. Weakness? Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint, Psalm 6:2. Anguish? My soul is in anguish, Psalm 6:3. Impatience? How long, O Lord, how long? Psalm 6:3. Grief? All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears, Psalm 6:6. Sorrow? My eyes grow weak with sorrow, Psalm 6:7. Note that all of these examples, except for the first one, are from a single psalm. David was unashamed to pour out his heart to God in all its emotional intensity and even fury. And note something else, too. God saw fit to put these emotional psalms into Holy Scripture. Why? Because he couldn't find anything more doctrinally correct to include, and he had to put in something? Hardly. God wants us to be truthful with him, and the Psalms are among the most transparent human records in existence. They prove that it is possible to be both godly and honest. We are not being honest when we're churning inside and yet go to God in prayer in our best King James vocabulary, trying to sound unperturbed and unruffled and all righteous and holy. That's phony. Whom are we trying to fool, trying to sound so righteous before a holy and all-knowing God? He knows exactly what's going on inside of us, even if we won't admit it. In those times, we need to follow David's example and tell God exactly how we feel, even though we risk saying wrong things. God invites us to share our hearts with him, to confess our sins and our fears and our insecurities and our worries, and then to ask Him to change our hearts. Part of gaining emotional health is to admit we're not healthy. We need to accept the fact that we are all emotionally fragile, that we need God and we need others. When I failed to do that, I wound up in depression. When I learned to be honest about my emotions, I discovered a God who had been waiting for me to share my heart. Don't make the mistake I did. Don't make Him wait for you. You can't afford it. And even if you could, why would you want to? That's a costly expense that buys nothing but grief.